Okay, it's 2 minutes after 10. We just had a slight little technical glitch and we had to sort out, and it's sorted. Now, this morning, what is on my mind? Prices, food, what it costs for people to eat now that we are in this pandemic. I've seen a lot of receipts, seen a lot of complaints on social media. I myself had an experience recently. I didn't buy the carrots. An individual sent the carrots for me, an old lady actually. She sent the carrots by her son, who graciously left them at by my gate. And the carrots came in a styrofoam pack with a little cling wrap, and there were three carrots in that pack. And it, two the size of my little finger and one probably the size of a granola bar. And when I looked at it, it said $6.95. So I had asked if it was that there were more carrots in there, but when I looked at the package, you know, it was sealed. So she said no, that's how she bought it. $6.95 for three carrots. I mean, really. And then the size. There are other people who complained about things like corned beef and sardines. All I'm going to say is this. If these are pricing errors and not price gouging, I would hope you keep your receipts so that the merchants would reverse the error and make sure that you get back your money. And if it isn't, it is regrettable and unconscionable that individuals would do something like this and try to profit off the backs of people who are currently now suffering, people who would have lost their jobs, old people waiting on their pension checks. If we are saying that we are all in this together, and a lot of people say that, but I don't know if they actually understand that we are, or do they mean it when they say that we're all in this together, then we need to help each other and we need to stop the price gouging. And I am hoping that the government will please intervene at some point to say to merchants and vendors on the street, look, we know you need to make your money and we understand the whole supply and demand issue, but does it apply in a pandemic? Do you have to triple your prices on things that are essential and for people to eat? I think it's wrong. I really think it's wrong. And I'm hoping that we can get something done about it. I know some people say, well, why bother buying it? But in a case like this, when you're standing for 4 hours in a line, and you don't have transport to shop around for the best prices, by the time you get in there, whether it's a supermarket or get to your vendor, you're going to have to buy it. And that's why some persons may be gouging, because they know you have no choice. So I'm hoping that when this settles, keep your receipts, because I'm hoping for some sort of rebate and an apology from some of the merchants. And I'm hoping that they would say it was an error in pricing. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am going to reply to your opening statement last. I have some very serious issues that I'm going to run through them as quickly as possible. The first thing is accidents and claims. I didn't know what I'm talking about because I have been a victim. Right? So tell me, Maroyal, every government that came to office had a peripheral lawyers in its ranks. From then to now. Yet a lot of unfair things are being meted out to people, and no one is not even making an effort to change them. When you get in an accident and you have a lawyer, and you find that things are taken, or you go to the insurance, they're telling you that they can't talk to you because you have a lawyer. When you go to the lawyer, he ain't telling you nothing. Saying that is happening, how do you know what transactions have been made? No, I employ the lawyer and the person who hired him. And I feel that I should know what is going on even before him. I should be told, Mr. P, all of your information have been sent to ABDC, whatever. That is not happening. And a lot of people in this country have fallen victim to it. And I'm not pleased about it. I am not pleased. So many lawyers from opposition and government, and these kind of wicked things are allowed to happen. These are things that want looking into. And I hope that Barbadians speak out, because I find that Barbadians live in fear. I live in a fear, because if I'm going to live in fear, I will die. I'm not doing it. I will speak out whenever. The next thing, I spoke to someone at Transport Board in a very senior position yesterday about all passengers wear masks. I'm not going to call the person's name. I was told it's being discussed. Are we really serious about this pandemic? Are we really serious? You got people bunched up together and getting on a bus before a mask, and then being told it's being discussed, but yet you're insisting when people go to supermarkets on a 6-foot distance, but you're having people sitting behind each other in a bus. These kind of things is unacceptable as far as I'm concerned. My thing is, if you don't wear the mask, you're not allowed on the bus, full stop. This cannot start, and I think it won't look in it from the time it started. In the case of being about this Norway funds and exchanges, and I'm quoting from a leaflet from the Office of Public Counsel, signs that say Norway funds or exchanges are illegal and meaningless. You can still obtain any remedies that you are entitled to under the Act. There must be a breach of guarantees that are applied only where the supplier breaches any of the guarantees. Even if you buy a gift, if someone gives you a gift, you can take it back. And if people are doubting what I'm saying, they're free to call 535-2758, right down to 62. Not knowing your rights is bad. Knowing your rights and not standing up for them is even worse. That is why a lot of people do what they like, because, as I said before, Barbadians live in fear.
All right, well, I want to thank
now,
you.
Wait, I'm done.
Well, you're going to have to wrap up.
I'm not finished. If this is Glenn Clark, you want to tell him that?
Oh, come on.
There are three
not today.
Government ministers that live in the vicinity of Westmoreland. Three that have to use that junction. I want to know why it is taking so long to put that travel lights. And don't use the pandemic as an excuse. That was like that long before any pandemic came about here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that contribution, as always. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, morning, John. This is Andre Burrow. And, of course, I want to extend to you best wishes and for all of Barbados to stay safe during this period of time.
Thank you, Andre, and same to you and yours.
Thank you. What I wanted to call about, I heard the Minister of Water Resources on Tuesday, and the Wilfred Abrams, and the General Manager of the BWA. I did try to call yesterday, but that was also part of my shopping day, so I had to give up on that. But I obviously, you know, my connection with the water issues in St. John, because I'm a resident of Sherbourne. And I wanted to call to give my take on some of what was said by both parties. Now, I'm happy to hear this morning the statement by the minister. It seems as though he has come down a little bit and has tapered them with a little bit of compassion. Because what I got from them on Tuesday, it was so irritating that that's one of the reasons I did not call on Tuesday, because it's almost as though they were making it seem as though, one, my whole frustration with the issue was the lack of communication by the BWA with the residents, in particular those who have been affected by this in Sherbourne for more than a year. Even though we sent off the petition, up to this day, they have not formally reached out to us in terms of acknowledging it or even communicating with us. And a lot of these things, we feel proper communication would help to alleviate some of the stress that we are going through. Because I would even suggest to them that where I live, that they could possibly look to see if there's a possible leak in that area. And could be one of the reasons why we have not been getting water when others around us have been getting water. And when the minister spoke about in terms of the lack of payment of bills being the reason why they cannot finance projects at the BWA. I thought that that was absolutely ridiculous, and not only ridiculous to make it seem as though people were deliberately not paying their bills, but to make people think that the BWA is in such dire financial constraints because of the COVID virus that they can't pay, they will not be able to seek financing for their projects, which can't be the case because lack of bill payment resulting from COVID would only be in the last 3 weeks. BWA, you can't owe them more than 2 months for a water bill. So there must be other reasons. If it is part of the situation, it has to do with the fact that the BWA also collects the garbage and the sewage contribution. And when they pay that off, whatever is left back is not sufficient for them to do their regular finances. They need to come and say that, but not to put the blame on the people in Barbados. I am thankful that we are getting the rain today, and I hope that it will continue, because many of the measures which they spoke about in terms of bringing relief are dependent on rainfall in Barbados. But he started out by saying that we were expecting a prolonged drought. If the rain does not continue to fall as it is today, and we go through a dry spell, what will happen to us over the coming months or so if there is a dry spell? And that one of the things that we were questioning the BWA on was the plans for desalination plants, because we can't make the rainfall if it's not intended to fall. But the only thing that we can do to guarantee having water would be in terms of the desalination plants. And I was shocked to hear the general manager say that the cost factor.
If I let you go on, I might forget half of what you're saying to respond to. If I could just give me a second here to respond to some of your statements. Let me just say, I listened to Brass Tacks. It was Tuesday, and I heard the minister and the general manager. I don't think, in my personal opinion, I don't think the minister, I think he means well. In life, sometimes you look at the intention. And not necessarily about what people say sometimes and how he said it. I did not take it as he meant that every person should, and we don't have any money, and blaming everybody in what I've been seeing in the responses to what he said in the Nation newspaper, for example, on Facebook. I think he means well. I really do. I think, however, he might be misinformed by some of his, some of the people who need to inform him better. And the situation in St. John, he's correct. And it's not just for the last 2 years. It has been a long ongoing problem. The difference between the last 2 years and maybe before, the drought might be more severe coming on, which I'm not 100% sure. But I do know that the rainfall in 2015-16 and the rain that fell in 2014 that impacted 2015-16 was very, very low. They're getting the same problems that the previous administration got. And I mentioned administration because I know you are part of the previous administration. And I'm hoping that when you come, you don't make it political. I'm not saying that you are, but we just need to make sure that we get the help that the people of St. John need, and to put that aside. In regards to the money, if people don't pay their bills, in all honesty, COVID or not, the Water Authority will crumble, and it will. Now, not everybody can pay the bill. Hence the reason the Prime Minister said, reconnect those who are disconnected. And the only reason I'm sure they're disconnected is because they couldn't afford. And obviously, knowing what was going to happen, people may not be able to buy food, pay bills. So they were lenient. Just because someone is lenient with you does not mean that you have to take advantage of the situation. Now, I don't think he meant that everybody is taking advantage. He was speaking to those who may want to or are probably taking advantage of the situation and that can afford to kindly pay your bill. Now, Andre, in all honesty, if people don't pay their bills, you and the good people of St. John will not get water in a timely fashion. Can you agree with that?
I agree with you, and I'm not advocating for persons not to pay their bills. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that that cannot be the reason right now why the BWA is going through serious...
I agree with you. It is not... I agree with you. It cannot be the only... Well, it will contribute moving forward to starting back the projects that he was talking about regarding the vineyard going to Bormanston. My challenge with vineyard and coming from Groves Water is if you take from one, what's going to happen to the people who rely on Groves, and then you send it to St. John. Truthfully, my take on this is desalination, which is, yes, costly. There are packaged plants that they can use, and yes, I totally agree with you. I don't agree with the fact that when I hear people saying to communicate, I think they have been trying to communicate. But there's a point where you cannot put PR in the pipe. You need to put water in the pipe, or you need to give people water. So,
but John, if I could interject here with the part of the communication, because you would be aware, because it seems as though, and this whole thing about it being political, because I'm associated with a political party, I have lost respect for some people who should know better, who make it seem as though all of my comments on this are political. It is not political. It is because I live in this community, and it's affecting me and has been affecting me.
But Andre, you're right. This is not, I can't say that it's not for you, but what I can say in your defense, you have been arguing this point for years, regardless of what government it is in. You have called, you have advocated for the people of St. John, and you have. Prior to, you know, your parties changing. So I'm not going to go there, and let's not go to go there. I think what is needed is some short-term solutions, the long-term ones, yes, which will be the vineyard, but what can they do right now, right today? And the only thing they can do, in my opinion, is to increase the tanks in the areas and to increase the delivery of the service. I don't agree with not filling tanks, because if a person has a personal tank, I think you should fill it. But I understand that there could be a limit. So if it's 400 gallons, you can give it. If it's a 2,000 gallon tank, no. But I do know that a lot of tanks go back into the yard full. They can go back to some of these people and get rid of the remainder of the water, and so they don't have to sort of empty it elsewhere. It's 10:24. Someone here is asking if I can tell them the alphabetical letters that are supposed to shop today. Letters G to K, that's G, H, I, J, and K. If your surname starts with any of those letters, then you are allowed to be on the road today. Make sure you mask up and stay safe. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
How are you?
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're all here.
Hi, Ron.
How are you, ma'am? How's your daughter doing?
I'm well. She's good, thank you, Francis.
Right. Okay, with some matter of serious urgency, along Beach Road Chancery Lane, number 10 and number 13 burst pipes. Number 10 was a month ago running. Number 13, 1 week ago, and water is pouring at number 13. Long Beach Road Chancery Lane, number 10, number 13. I understand that some personnel went there today, the day before. Mm-hmm. Just they just bunked a drill or something, and they're out and gone. But and that water is gushing as they speak. And if you can understand the situation with water, you know I'm always on to water. I'm a social commentator. I address issues vehemently. I can't follow for the life of me, though. I've been saying this for some time. If any person, this is going on the serious side of what I'm saying, if any person will cause a government to have to pay money because of their incompetence or whatever, they should not be gainfully employed. If any person is working with government and they're being paid monthly or weekly and they cannot deliver commensurate to the pay they're getting, should not be gainfully employed. And I stand by that. It has to be established clearly and definitively, but then you shouldn't be gainfully employed, wasting the government's time. You can't make a government put money because you're incompetent and then think you should be gainfully employed. And that's my take on that. Now, you spoken on the carrots and the gouging. You remember I referred to a paper, March the 15th for Sunday Sun, where a retailer said, big headline, no gouging. I attacked that with some passion. You can only speak for yourself, sir. You can't speak across the board unilaterally saying no gouging. Because you brought evidence of gouging there just now.
Bill, maybe they're right. Maybe it's not gouging. Maybe it's just error in pricing.
ain't going there, but that error.
But no, but that might be a good thing, because if it's an error in pricing, then you should be able to get back your money.
Okay, okay, okay. Everybody's going. I've been on this from the 80s. Everybody's going to go on the auspices of it's an error in pricing. It's an error in this and an error in that. And there was a former prime minister who clearly said he's got strong evidence of price gouging. I am relentlessly making this point one more time. There's gouging all over the island, and there's nothing wrong with prices and barbers. It don't matter, respectfully submit, who would say other than that. There's too much glaring evidence that there is. And I know in your gut feeling you might have that same view. I'm not going to be stupid and say there can be an error in pricing. But everybody's going to use something. But when you got that disparity in price that vast, you're going to tell me you can't conclude that there's error in pricing? No way at all. Now, lastly, you said you listened to the minister Tuesday. I shouted in your ear. I'm sorry if I did. But Tuesday, you said you listened to the minister. I called you, if you could recall, and Mr. Evans readily agreed with me. I said, forget everything that they're pursuing now. Get all those pipes intact. Because if you get 10,000 desal plants and start to pump water, 60% of your pumping going back, you're still back at square one. And he agreed ably with me. And I stand by that.
Yeah, well, nobody's disagreeing. You have to fix the mains. But the point is
there's a priority. But,
you know,
the
you just can't. There's so many other factors. It's just not.
But that's the main factor.
I'm saying there are various factors. There's a drought. Yes. You can fix pipes, and then there's no water going through.
But let's leave it at first.
Mains replacement was going on since 2015, I think, where 49 kilometers of mains were replaced. I don't know how many kilometers so far for the last 2 years, but I believe they've started a lot of mains replacement. But it's an ongoing thing. It's just ongoing. It's a case of people having to be patient, yes, but where I think that they've fallen down is the immediate plan. I think people are tired of hearing the long-term plan. They need water now. Water is for now. So if it is that you can give it to them in a bucket, with a truck, or in a community tank, then that's what you do. I want to read someone here saying, Joanne, what do you think about BWA filling personal tanks for a price, giving the residents in St. John an ease on their bills? Now, I'll be honest with you, I think that should work, because if I have to pay BWA for filling a tank, I shouldn't have to pay a water bill. The regular water bill is either or. Is either you fill my tank and I'll pay you the regular water bill, whatever that is, or not. So this person here is making a valid point. I think they should fill the tanks. I think that if it's a lot, a 2,000 or 1,000, yes, you do half. But some people are saying that they couldn't get their tanks filled, and I don't think that should happen. Last point.
Yeah, let me tell you, you know what is really profoundly interesting in all of this? You see the COVID has come about, and the demand is washing your hand. I don't think there's anything more demand right now than water. And I think the government has got to put down the foot and really, do everything
all right.
In their effort to get this water things sorted out.
Well, for now, it's going to be by truck. That's all it could be, because right now, COVID is, we're in the middle of a pandemic. So they're going to do, I believe, the best that they can. And for those messaging about the minister's way of how his tone of voice, again, if you listen to Minister Abrams over the last 2 years, that's just how his tone is. It is not about his tone. It is about his intention. And I don't think his intention is a bad one. I think he means well. I just think that sometimes he may be misinformed by those who have to inform him better. He can only go by what engineers tell him. And I'm sure he's coming down on the BWA every day for solutions. So I want to thank you very much for your call and your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
I called. A small business also too.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of selling food, I may be seeing on Facebook a lot of people selling food. I get some of my business clothes. I see big popular, big places that selling food also too. How do I stand? And that's my only income. How do I stand? I mean, I hear the attorney general saying no food, but yet so in terms of coconuts, I see people selling coconuts and all that. How do I stand in terms of paying my bills? And that's the only income that I got.
So you sell from home, or you have to set up somewhere?
I do sell from home.
So would you consider yourself a village shop?
Well, so I would say that.
Well, good. Well, then today you are a village shop.
Yeah, so.
And if you are a village shop, then by rights, you can operate, from what I understand.
Yeah, because, I mean, I stand still. Because that's only my only income. I got to pay my bills, my water bill.
But you shouldn't be at a standstill if you are a village shop. If you are supplying food and different things to eat, essentials, bread, whatever it is that you sell.
Honestly, I don't sell bread. I sell, like, cooked food in terms of that. But mm-hmm. as I said, for that's my only income that comes in, I pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to find a holy sign. I may see other people selling food. I always stand. I don't want to put myself in the trouble with the law, nothing like that.
But people may not want to come. A lot of people cooking at home now, obviously. Would you not want to sort of look at it in a way where you can sell vegetables and let people then go and cook them as opposed to trying to sell cooked food? And yeah, maybe change it up a bit so you can still make some money and legally still open up as a village shop.
That is so hard. That is hard. I always put my money on already selling my food. I mean, a lot of my customers ask me when will I open back. They're passing every day when I open back. But I need some sort of clarity. I needed to know what.
So they have to get out. Is it? I don't know what your house is. I mean, is it something they could drive, pick up at a curbside? If it's something that they needed, I can't encourage it. I don't know. I'd have to be guided by government on this one. But I would like to think that if you are allowed to do curbside pickups for food, and you are seen as a village shop,
we just go back. Everyone says, "Well, I tell them I'll do curbside pickup. They come and call for an order, and we just meet them there and move on." Mm-hmm. But I still want to get clarity. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put myself in the trouble.
Well, okay, someone is saying he's not a village shop. But I'll tell you what, we'll put a plea out there and I'll see what answers I can get before 2:00 to people who sell food from home. There are people who do bread at home. I know people who are doing sweet bread at home, regular bread at home. I'm not sure if they're open now to the public in terms of curbside pickup. But I do know that if you are seen as a village shop and if you're selling, you know, bread, milk, and so on, yes, you can function, but I'm not sure about the cooked food. But I understand your situation is going to be hard because it's your only source of income. And I know people are listening, and I'm hoping that they have some sort of solution for persons who actually cook, do sauce and so on the weekends.
Right.
What happens then with those persons? And can we find a way that you can do it safely and still make some money? But I'll be guided by the persons who can tell me what the situation is and what the policy is, or will there be a policy moving forward on that one. So just hang in there, keep listening to us, and let's see who comes and responds to that, okay?
Yeah, your voice, I always want to call. Even if it's one person that I need to hear, is your voice, and thanks, dear.
Thank you, too. You stay safe. Thank you. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir.
Well, he just...
Greetings.
Well, let me just stop right there. The gentleman just said he loves to hear my voice, and I believe he thought I was a female. I know you're thinking I'm a male. So let's just get the confusion straight. This is a woman that you're speaking to, so you can say good morning, ma'am. And I can say good morning, sir.
It was not my intention to call this morning. But I'll be doing an injustice to myself and others if I did not say that Price Call Jane was always in our midst. But it is getting out of hand since the coronavirus has raised its ugly head. Take for an example, a bottle of Maxwell House coffee, 8 ounces, 266 grams, has moved from $27.56 per bottle to $35. 100 Lipton tea bags from $15.79 to $19.53. Macaroni elbows from $1.79 to $2.39. Sardines from $2.45 to $3.09. A tin of diced tomatoes from $5.99 to $7.09. And chili beans from $3.99 to $5.49. It is better to buy fresh large tomatoes and peel them for the preparation for chili con carne than to purchase those preserved beans. And what I also like to add here this morning is that today the utility bills has not been received as yet, and those bills were supposed to be paid by the 21st of this month. And by extension to the price gouging, even at car dealers, there's a rip-off. I give you a practical example. At a particular garage, a bonnet, right fender, a front bumper, a right headlamp was priced at $4,309.99. Can you really believe, or would you believe, and this is a fact, I'm speaking with proof, at an ordinary local dealer, those same parts came to just under $1,000. And what is more hurtful, at that established garage, the headlamp, the right headlamp, was priced at $979. And you know, only add about $21 to that price of the headlamp, you get all those other things from the local dealer. That's my contribution.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You continue to stay safe. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air. Let me just read this WhatsApp here just so that this doesn't get away. I did not encourage the individual to continue selling his cooked food. I said to him he may want to consider turning into a village shop and be guided by the correct policies. That is what I said. So to those who are writing to say that I was misleading the individual to say that he could, I did not say that. I said if he was a village shop, then he could. And he said that would be difficult. And I said, well, you'll have to be guided by the policies moving forward in regards to what you want to do. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is a person you have spoken to previously. We were discussing the plants. At the time, the government was sharing out vegetable plants or fruit plants at and we discussed it. I think you may remember back.
Guava trees?
Guava. I've been
yes.
Guava
you know, it's
person.
So funny. I was hoping you'd call today. Because someone called me yesterday, and I asked if this was the lady with the guava trees, and she said no. And I actually wanted to get your number to leave with the producer because they started delivering the trees.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
And I want to make sure I make good of my word.
I really would appreciate that because now we had this long dry spell and most of the things in my yard have died off and I'm preparing some pots, you know, so that I can start them off in a bigger size pot than the little ones they give
but
me.
But you have to water them though. You can't
oh,
let
yes.
them die like
oh,
they
yes.
do the others.
But once I have them in the pots, I can control the water, you know, how much I can give them every day.
And let me just say this, we're not around the water topic and being in a drought.
Yeah.
When you're getting trees, I'm sure there are a lot of people washing off vegetables and washing off groceries. Don't just waste that water. I mean, if you're rinsing off, you can. If you're rinsing off vegetables, for example, and you don't have any chemicals in it, use the water to wet your plants.
Oh, I always do, yes. Good. I save the water. So I would like the guava and, if possible, a lime or lemon.
There's no lime, but I would I want you to give your number to John, the producer.
I will.
And I'm glad you called, because you really crossed my mind, and they started delivering
and
Thursday.
I have been trying.
And wow, I need to hear this lady.
I have been trying, and I thank you so much. You're very helpful. So I'll wait and speak with John.
Yes, don't hang up. He's going to talk to you shortly. Don't hang up. And you continue to stay safe, okay? This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, well, question and a comment. I would like to know if anyone can come and tell us if 5G is already in Barbados, if it is coming and when, or we will never have it here. That's one. Second one is a comment. If the cruise line that have praised Barbados so much want to pay us back, they could do so through employment of Barbadians on their cruise line. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your contribution.
Yeah, but could you find out about the 5G for us?
Well, please? I'm sure those who may know listening, and you've made a public plea to find out, and hopefully someone can respond in regards to the future of 5G in Barbados.
In Barbados.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Down to Brass Tacks, you are on the air. Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Miss Egg. How are you?
I am well. What about you?
Well, I am. I'm fine. I'm just, I like to go out a bit, but not now. Anyway, I'm staying doors. I'm trying to cope, really trying, because being a very bad asthmatic, I have to stay indoors. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Miss Egg, you know what? It's about time the government start to find some of these people who are overcharging. Well, listen to me. If I see something I like and it's too dear, I walk away. I don't pick it up. I try and make do with something. We must learn to leave the people things alone. Go and buy something else. Don't keep
But Winnie, if you were in a line for 4 hours, a Kadir, you know, and by the time you get inside an establishment, or then a lot of people can't just drive around and do the comparing prices and stuff. So I don't accept that. I think that people just need to be fair when they are selling their produce.
Ma'am, they're not going to be fair. They know you want it, and that's why they put up the prices. That's why they put up the prices. Because I love coffee, and there is no way I would go and buy the coffee at the price it is today. I am a coffee drinker, and I would not buy the coffee at the price there is. So what I do now, I try and, drink something else. Try find something else to drink. Go and go and break some bushly and start drinking now. We got to stop this, because do we know we want coffee? We want the meat that is overpriced. We want the sardine. Yeah, we want. Well, anyway, I don't eat corned beef. I really don't eat corned beef. So, but that's it. Leave the price. And the trouble is, I feel for the people who cannot see. Well, me, sometimes my glasses, now I changed the other day, it looked like it got to go again. I go and pick up something, and when I come home, the price is bad. It's high. People, they must think of the old people who cannot see, the blind, the disabled who want something, but they cannot see the price properly. And then it's not right, ma'am. It's not right. I always have to talk about the one country I really, really know about. Mm-hmm. They're finding them left, right, and center now. And I'm telling you, they're not finding them just $10. A million, 500,000, half a million. They're finding them out there because there was price gouging.
Well, I think it's something that the government really needs to...
And it's not just this government, both government.
No, but right now, in the situation we are in, I'm talking about this pandemic. I know no one should be making money to this extent off the suffering of people. It's wrong. All levels, it is wrong.
Anyway, the next thing I'm talking about, look at Branson, Virgin Airline. It is really in bad problem. Do you know for 14 years, Branson has not paid no tax or anything to the United Kingdom except wages to the workers. And now Branson is begging the United Kingdom government to bail him out. And they will not do it. And now Australia said no, that, you know, he's gone bankrupt there. They're not, because he did not pay no income tax and his insurance. And that's the trouble. A lot of people are working.
Well, the thing about Branson, I will say, is it was alleged that he'd asked his staff to work without pay for about 8 weeks. I read that, and again, I would use the word alleged because I'm not sure, but it was disappointing if it's true.
And he's not going to get the bailout from the United Kingdom either. And he put up his the yacht in the Cake Island for $500 million.
Well,
right. So, and then that's it.
Let me tell you something. Let me just say this, because about the same Mr. Branson, who I looked up to, truthfully, and I followed his motto that if you look after your staff, then you don't have to worry about your customers, type of thing. One thing this pandemic has showed me, it amplifies who you are. So the fake things that people would want to show other people, this pandemic is now showing up people for who they really are.
Really, really are.
Yep.
And the trouble is, it's just like some people work. Some people work, some good, like masons and carpenters, work good money and never pay no national insurance to the NIS. And now they can't get no money. They're crying. You know, there's a lot going on that, you know, and the next thing too, please, ma'am, one, this is the last thing. In the country I grew up in, and you get a job, and you start work, the employer got to inform the national insurance that you are working, and straight away your money is drawn and go and paid to the national. I shouldn't be a worker that have to go to the workplace to the national insurance to find out if you are paying my national insurance, because somebody in the national, I'm not saying it, alleged, will call the people.
Let's start using that word, please, because we don't know. And the same thing with Mr. Branson. I don't know if the story is true.
Well,
that's why I said it's
Mr.
It was
Branson
alleged.
Will not get no help from the United Kingdom government, because he never contributed for 14 long years. Okay, thank you. Here.
Thank you so much. You continue to stay safe. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. What about you?
I really have a few some matters that I'd like to speak to, but I only want to deal with this one matter this morning. But before I get there, I'd like to say off my condolences to old Gazettian's family, and that Guy Pins, and Joe Edgell's family as well. But my thing this morning, I am hearing a number of people calling in about the business, how they got these shops, like the guy who was talking to you, and now it's their income. Now, I have one question to ask, and I am real serious about this. If they're selling and they're doing all this business, and do they pay national insurance? Because if they have the business, they should pay national insurance. And I am of the view that all these fellas and things, carpenters, masons, and these people with these shops and stores that got the businesses home and they pay national insurance, know that this pandemic come, they should be able to do whatever they were doing before and look for money, because we have people who would have paid national insurance who now is depending on national insurance. That national insurance should be able to give those people a question on the pensions and so on that would deserve it. And if you had a business in your house and you're operating for a number of years, you should pay national insurance. I have a serious problem when I'm hearing all of this thing. Not that I don't got feelings, but I see a thing with the reality and really fact is, the fact is that if you have the business, you know you should have paid insurance, you should have paid national insurance. Now, this pandemic outlining and bringing forward a number of things that nobody never was paying much attention to, and people didn't care about. I would like all those people know that tell you about the business and know how they're going to suffer to know that they should be paying national insurance. I left the national insurance money that the workers and pensioners know who getting it should be able to get increased by the pensions so that they will survive or they would have made their contributions.
Mm-hmm.
No, the post-closing, I will deal with that at a different level and a different time. But at this time, all I am saying that anybody that should be getting real assistance should be the people that made the contributions over the years, the national insurance, and then people that didn't pay and know they should have paid and never did shouldn't be making noise today. Go on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to thank you so much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Hi, I'm calling to ask a few questions.
Sure.
And get some clarification. First thing first, I would like to know, I don't know if the government or the people in that area, Thomas, can reach out and clarify what exactly is going on with those checks, because something would have had them processed before the shutdown, and not really sure exactly what's going on with those. So if someone can call in and address that, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Moving along from that, in terms of the NAS, there are some people speaking about NAS and the contribution. I received a call from NAS telling me I did not qualify for the NAS contributions or whatever. I didn't qualify for it because I wasn't working for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
In a situation like this, is there something that the government has put in place to help with that? Because some people would have no started work sometimes in certain areas and they've been laid off. So I would just like some clarification on that as well, because working a full year sometimes is not always possible. But if you have like 5 months from one job and maybe 7 months from another job, I thought that there was a case where you could probably put those contributions together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that that's not possible, which is at this point in time is not a good thing, because I mean, people are out of work and they need to have at least some form of money coming in. So if some clarification could be made on that as well, I was very grateful for that.
Okay.
In terms of the health stores, I was wondering if they would be opening back, because...
In terms of say that again?
The health stores. For example, Nature's Disco. I don't think Jen's is still in operation. But that is something in terms of vitamins and other healthy things that, like, boosting your immune system, I think that's something that's also necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to also hear from maybe the czar, I think that's what he's called.
COVID-19, yes.
Right.
So you want to find out if they would give permission for the health stores, the natural health stores to open back up so that you can get some vitamins. Okay.
Yeah. Also, the curative capacity, they said that there's some, I guess, a backlog of it, because a lot of people are applying and they're taking time to check and make sure that they're actually going to be taking care of people. But in the meantime, I would like to know what happens while you are waiting for your caretaker pass, because obviously it still has to be going to take care of maybe shut-ins or a family member who has Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be helpful for me to know what is the procedure then until you get your pass, because you don't want to be going out and doing that, and then there's an issue with the law enforcement. So that's something else I would like to call in maybe, or at some point to get answer for that as well, because it said there's a backlog on that in terms of doing the relevant checks and to make sure that that's exactly what people are getting passes for.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they have two bank holidays coming up, and we all know there's the name system now. Unfortunately, I think the two bank holidays fall on, I think it's Friday and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So for some people, that's actually two of your days you're supposed to go and do your banking and your shopping. So is there something in place where...
For the bank holidays. Very good question. Yeah.
Are you going to put one of those days as a regular working day, considering that the place was shut down before, and people are now getting back in their stores, getting their stuff, and, you know, hurricane season is coming up as well, and now open back the hardware stores. Are you going to put one of those days, the regular working days, to accommodate those people who have the means for those days? What's going to be done with that? Because I need to know, honestly. You know?
All right, you have a lot of questions, some to the NIS, some to the SAR, some to know the SAR again, because I guess that's all related to COVID, and I guess you could answer some of those questions, but the one related to NIS... I would imagine we will hear something from the NIS, because we do have a contact person that listens,
right,
and that they would normally probably send us a message before the end of the show.
And my last contribution is actually like a joint contribution. In terms of the actual shopping situation, I really think that you should have a separate cashier for the pregnant people. I don't know if that's what they said they're doing by means, but I also think the if an elderly person and the Chinese will come in.
Well, if you do that, then a lot of women, even males.
Because when they actually went out initially, and the lines were extremely long, and they had a very vividly pregnant lady who was there, and she was there in line for a really long time. And then when she got in, she said that there's somebody came in there, I think was spraying her with sanitizer or something like that. So my reason for asking that, I mean, if you can vividly
but, see. But do you think we need a separate lane, or people should just be have a conscience and see if a woman is big pregnant to give way?
Well, there's the thing about it, right? And that's the problem overall in Barbados. We are hoping that Barbadians will use their conscience and they will use their sense. But we cannot make people be the way that we possibly would be. We can only hope for that. But right now, we can't take that chance, honestly, for people that have social responsibility, because clearly they don't. They have people that are still going out partying. They have people that are still laming. They're still drinking. They're still gathering. They have people that are petitioning for alcohol and restaurants, to be banned, to be lifted off of that. And that speaks to a greater issue. Your priorities are off. What alcohol? That's not something like right now that is like, and the reason that was put on hold is because when there were the bars and stuff were still open, people were gathering, the gas station was still selling alcohol. You were kind of outside the alcohol, outside the gas station, drinking and gathering together in large numbers, which is not what we want. So if you'd be calling and every day you're whining and sending out a petition to get the ban lifted off of alcohol, instead of you studying the people who are suffering and dying every day, this speaks to a lot of social responsibility, a lot of care for our brothers and sisters. So we cannot continue to hope that people have the social responsibility to, for example, they know they're sick, to stay away from other people because they're not doing it. And that is very, you can see that even in terms of the number of cases and stuff like that. A lot of people are not taking it seriously, even though they're not taking it seriously. So we definitely have to put certain things in place, because we cannot hope that few people will take the consideration of many into their mind, because a lot of people are very selfish. And we cannot risk the lives of many for the lives of a few people who don't care.
All right. I want to thank you for your contribution. And I hope someone responds to some of the questions that you have.